More rural hospitals have closed in Texas in the last 15 years than in any other state. That's according to research from American Public Media and the Texas Newsroom. Texas Tech Public Media reporter Jamie Lozano visited one closed East Texas hospital, where the CEO, who's working long days to try to get it open again, sleeps in an abandoned room.
Hello, ladies.
This is April. She started today with us. She's going to be the clinic manager for our office.
Randy Lindauer makes his daily rounds through the Van Zandt Regional Hospital. He checks on building renovation and greets new staff.
How are you, Randy?
You got a minute?
Come on back, yes, sir. Come on back.
Randy is in charge of reopening this hospital. But it's not just a hospital. It's an entire medical hub.
I don't care. Whenever you want it, I'm available. You know me, 24/7.
Okay.
For more than four decades, Randy has overseen operations at clinics and facilities in rural areas around the nation. He's worked in Kansas, West Virginia, Florida, Indiana, and now Texas.
I mean, I look at the community and see what their needs are and what has happened in the past.
This time, he's reopening his first full-service hospital, Van Zandt, after it closed in 2019.
What time? Not early in the morning. He gets up at 4:30.
The small one-story brick building is in Grand Saline, a remote town in East Texas. It can house upwards of 50 patients and serves as Van Zandt County's only hospital.
We're there for one specific reason, and that is to provide quality care. I mean, if we wasn't about that, I would not have come here. I didn't come here for the money. I've been doing this for, like I said, 44 years, and hospitals belong in the rural community.
Once Randy got there, he says the scene at the Van Zandt Hospital was horrific.
The brick was all discolored, and where we put the vinyl, it had some white boards there that were rotten and chipped. The trees were horrible. They were just out of control. The sign they had down there was rotten.
Randy lives in the hospital. It's his home away from home. His workday starts at 4 a.m. and typically lasts until 10, and that's if he finds the time to sleep. He lives in a quaint makeshift bedroom tucked away inside, in a spare twin-size hospital bed with white sheets pulled tightly over the mattress.
My sleeping room, because I'm here 24/7, because you never know when a pipe's going to break, and when you put in 18 hours a day, you just need someplace to lay your head.
One night, two men walked in and claimed that they thought the hospital was abandoned. Instead, they found Randy.
And they walked all the way back to ER and my room. And I had the door open. And I was just laying there in my t-shirt and stuff. And they said, "We heard there was a ghost here." I said, "Well, I'm the only ghost here." And I said, "I will escort you to front entrance."
The hospital was abandoned by its previous owners. And Randy was haunted by everything they left behind.
We have emptied 8 30-yard dumpsters worth of junk. We have shredded, 18,431 pounds of outdated medical records that the former owners had in here that needed to be shredded. I mean, that cost us $8,000.
Randy is now the hospital CEO. He was hired to renovate it by Innate Medical Solutions, a healthcare provider focused on helping rural communities access better healthcare. When the hospital closed in 2019, 56,000 people in the region were left without easy access to healthcare. The decision came hours after the previous owners held a town luncheon, promising they would stay forever. It closed within 48 hours.
It's a slap in the face when you think you have healthcare one day and the next day it's gone. It's taken away from you. You know, to get to Tyler from here, it's over an hour.
Randy is talking about Tyler, Texas, which has the closest hospital for people living in Grand Saline.
How many lives could have been saved over the past year if they would have had a hospital here locally?
A post on the hospital's Facebook page broke the news to the public, explaining that it closed because of Medicare cutbacks and low reimbursements from insurance companies. The problem isn't limited to Van Zandt County. Data from American Public Media Research Lab shows 85 counties in Texas have no hospital at all. Since 2005, 24 rural hospitals have closed, more than any other state in the nation.
I was born in a hospital like this in West Texas. So, and then my mother worked in a hospital like this. My aunts worked in hospitals like this all their lives. These are becoming extinct.
That's Dr. Gary Martin, Randy's colleague and CEO of Innate Medical Solutions, which now owns the hospital. Van Zandt is the first full hospital the team has tackled. It's a bigger project, and Gary has used his personal finances and even his retirement fund on the hospital. They are waiting for licenses from the state and can't see patients until then, making them go over budget significantly. While the team is hopeful, there are challenges when a closed hospital reopens, most of which come from the high uninsured rate, 21% in Van Zandt County, or a lack of funds in the state budget for Medicaid patients.
When the hospital closes, there's an inherent distrust that that hospital might not make it again.
That's Don McBeth with the Texas Organization of Rural and Community Hospitals.
That's what keeps you alive. Rural hospitals could be very important in your life. What has happened again starting 10 years ago was we had some Medicare programs that went away. We had a Medicare across-the-board payment cut.
All of these factors have contributed to the string of closures seen across the state.
Losses for the rural hospitals.
Back in Van Zandt, Randy is preparing as he gets closer to the hospital reopening by the start of the summer. That includes buying used furniture and fixing anything that needs repairs.
So we bargain shop as well. Actually,
recently, he was able to take a break and see his wife and daughters. The work is almost done in Van Zandt, but it's not finished in Texas. Randy's team is scouting other rural communities to help.
You know, you have to ask, you have to wear many hats, where it's a safety director or a maintenance technician or CEO or whatever.
From Lubbock, I'm Jamie Lozano.
You know, because it saves you a lot of money.